I expect when I'm probably done with this today, y'all probably think, well, what was a big deal? But for me, it's been a big deal. Some of the things that we think are the most simpler things are the deeper things.
Amen.
And as I've studied on this for 3 or 4 weeks, as I've tried to preach on it, it's got deeper than it was the last year that I've looked at it. Brother Barry told me the first day I preached on it, when the handshake, I'll never forget it, he said, "This is going to get interesting," and I thought, amen. The first Sunday we tried to preach on this, we preached on Jesus Christ as God. And you'd say, well, we all know that. Sometimes we don't treat him that way. If we know it, we should treat him that way.
Right, amen.
So we read from the Gospel of John chapter 1 where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Jesus Christ is the Word, and he is God.
Amen.
We read where unto us a child is born, and his name is Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. We talked about over in John, the writings of John, where it said that there's three bear witness in heaven, as the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. So then they are one. And we talked about when Jesus prayed, he prayed that we might be as one as him and the Father was one. We talked about how in the Philippian letter it said that he thought it not to be robbery to be equal with God. Jesus Christ is God.
Amen.
So the next time we tried to talk about that God cannot lie. And God can do anything. He can. But the Bible clearly says he cannot lie.
Amen.
His word is truth. Everything in there is truth. You may have a hard time interpreting it, but it's still the truth. You may not want to accept it, but it's still the truth. Everything he says is true. It says, "Let God be true and all men be liars." Every man that's born a woman is a liar. Some of them ain't as bad as others, but we all lie. We come forth from our mother's womb telling lies. So God is true, and everything he says is truth. We talked about how he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He has never left us. I'm thankful for that. He never will. We talked about if we're when we're born of God, then we're eternal. When he made man, he said, let us make man in our own image.
Amen.
He made him a spiritual being that was eternal. That's hard to get, ain't it?
Yeah.
But you was.
Yeah.
When you was born with a soul and a spirit, and you was made eternal. Never to die. So we talked about how Adam, and this is what gave me a year. This was the hardest part of all of this for me, to get a grasp on. And you may say, what's the big deal? It was to me. I couldn't get it figured out for a long time. He told Adam, when he eat of the fruit of the knowledge of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he would surely die. How can the spirit or soul die? I had a hard time with that. I had a hard time with it for a long time. I had a hard time when he said that the second death, you'd be cast into a lake of fire, and this was the second death, but you wasn't dead. I couldn't get that. But then I realized when he eat of the knowledge of good and evil, the soul, the spirit, did not die. It didn't go out of existence. It was a separation between him and God. He was dead to God. Have you ever heard him? I hope you've never had nobody say this to you. Have you ever heard anybody say, "You're dead to me"? Have you ever heard them say, "Laren is dead to me"? That didn't make Laren dead. It made him dead to that person. Laren was still alive. And see, it's the same way with the soul. When Adam ate of the knowledge, of the fruit of knowledge, his eyes was open. But if he would have died right after that, his soul would have lived in hell. It wasn't dead, It was separated from God. It was dead to God. And you may say, that just don't make no sense to me. It's got to be that way. If it was dead, if it died, it was dead. But it wasn't dead. It was still going to live. You was made eternal. And so you got to get a grasp on that. So the first time we preached on that Jesus Christ is God. The next time we preached that God cannot lie. And this is one that some's going to have a hard time with. But I still can't help it. It's the truth of God.
Amen.
For about a year I've been hearing, and I had to study it out. I had to study that Jesus died spiritually on the cross. You can believe that if you want to. And and you can go on and preach it if you want to. But God cannot die.
Amen.
He can't die. It just won't work. I read to you when Luke's writing. In the beginning, there are certain things the Bible plainly teaches. And one is God is eternal. He cannot die. If Him and the Father and the Holy Spirit are one, then if Jesus Christ died spiritually, God died. And you say, well, it turned dark. Yes, it did. People rose from the graves. Yes, they did. But it would have been more than that happened if God had died. So some of you is going to have a hard time with this. I can't help it. The Bible plainly teaches God is eternal. And He can't die. So if He can't die, you explain to me how the Spirit of God died. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness all over the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them stood there when they heard that and said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it upon a reed and gave him to drink. And the rest said, let us see whether Elias will come and save him. And Jesus, when He cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, and the veil of the temple was rent twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after the resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earth quake and those things which were done, and they feared greatly, saying, truly, this is the Son of God. So that's reading in the 27th chapter of Matthew from 45 unto 54 for our reading lessons. And I want you to understand something today. There is something to the spiritual part of this. When I told you a while ago, there come a point when Adam, when he ate of the fruit, there was something spiritually happening there between him and God. And so we understand that, but we've got to separate the flesh from the spirit. Jesus told Nicodemus in 3 and verse 6, and listen to me today, whether you agree or not, listen to the Word of God, and if you still don't agree with me, that's fine. You can believe it however you want to. But please listen to what saith the Word of God. It says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. I want you to know that the Bible says that Jesus was made flesh and dwelt among us. I hear some people say he was half flesh and half God. I do not believe that. I believe he was 100% flesh and 100% God. That's what I believe. I don't believe it's no half of him was one, half of him was the other. I believe he was all one and he was all the other. But listen to me. I had said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. People have a hard time discerning the flesh from the spirit. Most of us do. I do. I want you to know, if you read Matthew 25 over there, if you read that, you'll believe that a man dies and goes to hell because of works, but he does not. What happens there is, but God does not recognize what somebody in the flesh does. If you're not been saved by God's grace, there's nothing in the flesh you can do to please God. I want you to realize when Jesus Christ was conceived by a God, the Holy Ghost came and covered Mary, and the seed of God was placed in Mary. That was eternal. I believe that. I believe that which the seed of God is planted in me, it cannot sin. It cannot take on sin, and it will become sin because it's God. It's eternal. Listen to me. We've got to get a grasp on this today.
Amen.
This ain't no coincidence, as Brother David talked about the other day, that the things Brother Larry talked about this morning is the things we're going to talk about this evening. And Isaiah 53 and 4 through 6, and I can read the whole thing, and there's some things here that back up the things to do of what the ones believe about him dying spiritually. But listen to me, you've got to understand, God the Father is God. God the Son is God. And God the Holy Spirit is God. And none of them can die. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet who is esteemed and stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he that was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. We like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. Pay attention to this fifth verse. But he was wounded for our transgressions. What was wounded about him? His body. Listen to me. He was bruised for iniquities. What was bruised? His body. Listen to me. That was for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace. I want you to know God chastises his own. Listen, was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. What was striped? His body. Listen to me. Now, Peter, after where we all lying got on this morning, over here in 1 Peter and at 2 and 24, he says, who his own self bare our sins in what? His own body. Oh, the tree that were being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, whose stripes you were healed. It was his body that took it on. If you don't believe that, then why? Then is it the blood? Over in 1 Peter 1 and 18, it says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold from your vain conversation, receive the traditions of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. What are we redeemed with? You tell me. We're redeemed with his blood. When we do, I want you to know we have two ordinances. One being the Lord's Supper and one being baptism. And the one with the Lord's Supper, we take the bread and we break it. And we say, this is my body. which is broken for you. And when we take the blood and the cup, this is my blood. I want you to know we're not redeemed with other things. We're redeemed in the things of his body. You say, well, the animals didn't have souls. And they didn't. And that's the reason he had to die spiritually, because he had a soul. He had no. No, the animals couldn't give their self. Their lives was taken. I want you to know Jesus laid down his life for the sheep. He gave himself, and that's the difference. He came and he willingly died for each and every one of us that we might be redeemed. 1 Peter chapter 3, 18, for Christ also have once suffered for sins, the just one for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, or made alive by the Spirit. Honey, I want you to know you cannot kill the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God cannot die. And I want you, we're going to prove that now to you. Listen, if you can't separate the flesh from the Spirit, you've got to do it not only with me and you, but you've got to do it with Christ. He is our fine example. And I want you to know today, I didn't come by this lightly. I've studied out the other viewpoint. I've looked at it all. But the fact of the matter is, no matter how you look at it, God cannot die. God is everlasting to everlasting. He is never going to leave us, never going to forsake us. But I will give you this. There come a time there was forsaken of Christ there on the cross. And if you'll go back to what I talked about earlier, it took me a year to get a grasp on. There is where you see what you're looking for. It wasn't that God died. I'll give you this. But he did to God. There was a forsaken there. You've got to get a grasp onto that too. Because of sin. And boy, it took me. You don't know how hard it is for me to say that. But it's still the truth. But you've got, if you're saying that he died spiritually, please say he was separated. God has never died. That's confusing. It was confusing to me when I'd hear people say it. It's confusing. You say, why is that confusing? Because God don't die. Y'all pray for me. Hebrews 13 and 8. And you still, when this is done, you ain't got to agree with me. That's all right. But you're going to have to argue with the Word of God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He was today, yesterday, and forever. You explain to me how he can be the same today, yesterday, and forever, and him die. Y'all hang on. This is going to get interesting. Psalms 92. Before the mountains were brought forth, and forever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. That's Psalms 92. Everlasting to everlasting. Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. There's fundamentals that we cannot get away from. We can see things how we want to see them, and we can believe things how we want to believe them. But we've got to always go back to the fundamentals of God. And you can't change those. If we can change that, Listen to me. If he, being eternal, could die, brother, you don't have no hope. Because a seed that was planted in him is not going to be no virtue to him. Because he will sin within minutes of being saved. You know why you can't sin, brother? You know why you can't die spiritually? You know why it's everlasting life? Because God is everlasting life. He cannot die. And because of that, listen to me. I've had a hard time getting a hold of this, and some of you may still have a hard time. You may not even agree with it. I can't help that. This flesh is going to die because of sin. But the Spirit, when he said you shall have everlasting, should have everlasting life. Honey, it's because you, what's been born again of the Spirit cannot die. That's the only part about us that can't die. And the reason that is, it's the God part. I want you to realize how Jesus was all God and all man. And honey, I stand before you today. The inner part of me is all God. And you're looking at the old man. You have to separate the flesh from the Spirit. Because his seed is in me. He's my father. And Jesus Christ is my elder brother. Amen. And so are you if you're born again. That's what's... the other day when I got so happy, I've never got happy when I was happy before. And finally I realized it truly for what it was. Amen. I couldn't mess it up because he was it. He holds it. He is my salvation. He's what dwells in me that makes me alive. That's why I do have eternal life. Not by nothing that I've done. We say that all the time. But by what he's done for us. It's by grace, you say. All right. 1 Timothy 6, 14 through 16. You're going to have a hard time with this one. If you believe that he died. And that's still all right. Thou that keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, when in times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Listen to what it says now. Who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach, and who no man can have seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. You know what immortality means? Deathlessness. That means death cannot happen. Does anybody want to argue with that? Immortality. Deathless. In him, it's deathlessness. There's no death in him. Only way the death could be was in his flesh. But the flesh was of man. And he didn't sin. He took on our sin. So it's by his stripes we are healed. By his bruises. But I want you to keep in mind that forsaken, don't lose. That's where it's at for the other side of this. And I have to agree with it. I can't back down from it. I can't because it happened. But remember, God didn't die. Now, I'm going to finish with this. And y'all can leave. And I thought about breaking this down in two things where it wouldn't be confusing. I wanted to do the flesh first and then God could not die, but I ended up having to do them both. I want to get done. I want y'all to still love me when it's over. You may disagree with me, but I want you to still love me. I love you. Amen. Revelations. Amen. Jesus said this in his own words. I am Alpha, and he said it three different places. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. the first, and the last. Explain to me how he is if he ain't. You say, well, that was after the resurrection, that and he lived forever. You know who he was quoting? Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord, 44 and 6, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. I am, and besides me, there is no God. There's more than once it says there's no but one God. You say, well, Jeff, it's the Father. You done told us the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And they all make one. They all have different offices, but each one of them make up the Godhead. And they are all God. And God cannot die. If God, you say, well, Jesus died within, it's just the Spirit. The Spirit can't die. That's what I had a hard time with for so long, people. Honey, when he makes you eternal.
Amen.
He said, we'll make them in our own image. He made them eternal. And I couldn't understand how the Spirit died. But then I realized it just dies to God. There's a separation. That's what happened on the cross.
Amen.
And that's what we have to deal with. Read with me or not, God didn't die. He'll never die.
Amen.
He's eternal.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for it. Once again, I'm about to get happy being happy. I know that part of me is going to live forever.
Amen.
I know I'll never experience that death because he dwells in me. That to me is good stuff. So I may not be, I said the other day, and I want you to understand something. I want to clarify that a little bit. I talked about the two and threefold. I said I may not be far enough along to believe in the threefold. I believe in the twofold. I know what it says in Hebrews chapter 4 and 13 about dividing the spirit and soul. I know about that. But listen, I believe they're intertwined together. There's too many places in the Bible. And I ask one question, and this is just a basic question. When it dies, when you die, if there's threefold, if there's a spirit and a soul, where's one of them going to go? If the soul's going to heaven, where's the spirit going?
Amen.
Well, if the spirit's going to heaven, where's the soul going?
Amen.
They intertwine as one.
Yes.
And that's why I believe it like I do. It gets back to the basis. That's why I've come to the conclusion what I've on this. I can't die. It ain't that I want to be argumentative. It ain't that anybody knows me. I despise disagreement. You'd ask my wife, I don't even like when we disagree. I want to be one accord. I want to be one mind. But I have to understand. When I hear something, I want to believe it, especially when it's somebody I've got more confidence in than I do myself. I want to be able to believe it, but I have to go back what the Word of God teaches, and if I can't make it work, I can't believe it. Listen, the Word of God will work. And when you find the truth, it will work. That's what I'm talking about, this spiritual death over there with Adam. That will work. The Spirit ain't a thing. That's how we treat it. We treat Jesus like Lord, the Father like God, and the Spirit as some item that we just toss around here and yonder. It's just the Holy Spirit over yonder. It's God.
Amen.
It's God. And it can't die.
Amen.
That's my message.